So our ancestors understood the connection to Gaia. And Gaia was their teacher to the Creator. So I'm always looking at what the lesson is that Gaia wants us to receive. So today we find ourselves at the Azores on a beautiful island, and we go to a lookout point known as the King's Viewpoint because the view is so amazing. And yet when we turn up, the view is of mist and fog, and we can't see a thing beyond it. There are so many teachings just in that one experience. So many ways you can translate and interpret that message. One of those relates to your relationship to the Creator. Now, if we use the lake, the mist, and the view as the metaphor, the lake represents the creative source, God. The fog represents the veil that obscures the Creator. And the viewpoint is you as the human. So you go through life, and there are those who have seen the lake with their own eyes. These are the people that have had an explosion to enlightenment, or they've had a near-death experience, or they've had some kind of personal experience where they touched the face of God. Imagine them coming back and telling someone, "I touched the face of God, come and see." This would be a person who has seen that lake on a beautiful day with the sun and coming to grab someone. "Now come and see this view," like we did today. Some of us have never seen that lake. We stood on that same place and said, "No, it's not possible. I don't see a thing. It doesn't exist. What you're telling me isn't true. I don't see it with my own eyes." Now, there will be others who will come to the lake. They don't see anything, but they feel something is there. And so they begin a quest, a journey. And sometimes they can come back to that lake for weeks and weeks and weeks and never quite see the lake, but they know or feel something is there. And after years of searching, there'll come a day where the fog will glimmer and shift and move just a little, and they'll see the water. They'll get a little touch of it, and then the veil will come down again. But through patience and time, they come back on a day which is absolutely magnificent and see the lake exactly as the other people were telling them about. Now, all of this is just a metaphor, and it's a way of interpreting a teaching lesson from Gaia that we receive today. It's individual, it's personal, and it describes your own personal relationship to the Creator. What is the veil or the fog that is stopping you from seeing something? It might not even be seeing the Creator. Perhaps you already know the Creator exists, but you're not able to see perfect health for yourself on a health issue. So what is the fog or the veil that is stopping you from seeing yourself, visualizing yourself in perfect health? What is that veil that is stopping you from having financial abundance? Or what is that veil stopping you from having a deep personal relationship? Whatever it is for you, we all have moments where the fog and the mist drifts in. But as we know from Gaia, it's all just temporary. And you have that experience. And can you learn from that experience and see it for what it really is? That is just one aspect of what Gaia was telling us today. There is more, but I want you to discover that for your own self. And now I can hardly wait to hear what Crine is going to tell us on this very first channel in this magnificent place, the Azores.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Crayon of Magnetic Service. This is channeling number one in a place that is beautiful, that actually breathes. We're on one of the islands of the Azores, belonging to Portugal. It has many, many energies, many, many legends. And the crystalline grid is pure here. I would like to tell you a little bit about this place and some of the things you might have heard. In a few days, dear ones, my partner is going to give you a lesson about Lemuria and all of the legends about Lemuria and what happened and where it was. And this relates to what I'm going to tell you here as you sit in this public place and listen. Whether or not you believe the things that are channeled is up to you. But I give you truth this day for you to discern for yourself. For many of the things I might tell you are controversial even to those who are esoteric. I want to give you the basis, a story, something that is going to be developed even more in the next few days as you listen to the teaching that is coming later from my partner. If you haven't heard this story before, I want you to think about it, for it's the story of you. Humans, as you know them, are young on this planet. Humans, as you know them, approximately 200,000 years ago, humanity had its DNA altered. Now that sounds extremely esoteric, doesn't it? And yet that is what science knows. Before 200,000 years ago, humans looking just like you, and all of the chain that created them, including all of the apes and all of those other mammals, have 24 pairs of chromosomes. But suddenly, very quickly, over only 1,000 years or so, humanity developed 23. You are the only mammal on the planet with 23 chromosomes. The human being, as you know the human, is specifically different than anything else in the history of the planet. This is the creation story, dear ones. And no matter what version of it you believe, it talks about something sacred that happened on the planet. If you ask the indigenous the creation story, they'll say We came from the stars. If you read it in modern religion of today, there is a metaphor that you call Adam and Eve. And it's the same kind of story that humans looking just like you were in a Garden of Eden. Now, this is a metaphor for the beauty of the planet. That Garden of Eden, that's Gaia. Look outside. That's Gaia. That's the Garden of Eden. Adam is the metaphor for all men. Eve is the metaphor for all women. And you are told that an angel comes down and gives them something. It's the power of God inside and free choice. And, by the way, 23 pairs of chromosomes. We have given you the ways this worked, and we're not going to do that now. But it refers to where we are today because it relates to it. I'll get there. So here you are, beginning to look at the legends, the history of the Azores. The biggest one, and we're going to tell you about it, is that this may have been Atlantis. Now, Lemuria, dear ones, we have told you is in the middle of the Pacific, not the Atlantic. And we also gave the explanation of how a small continent could suddenly appear in the middle of the Pacific and then also go away. It came up and it went down. It didn't happen quickly. Nothing geologically, except exploding volcanoes, happened quickly. And we told you that it was the result of volcanic activity, magma, in a hot spot under the island pushing it up to expose it. And that eventually it came down. That's the story of Lemuria. We're not going to get into what happened on that island, for that's coming in the teaching in a few days. But Lemuria was one of the seed places of teaching over 50,000 years ago. And when that island started to sink, and it did, and it was time for those Lemurians to leave and take to their canoes, they went all over the planet. They went directly south. One of the first places they landed was Easter Island. If you ask a Rapa Nui, the indigenous of Easter Island, what their creation story is, they'll say, there were those who came from the sinking island. They even have seven statues to show it. This is history, dear ones. This is not legend. But what follows is your discernment. For hundreds of years, those Lemurians would disperse all over the planet, through the continents. If you lived on an island and suddenly you had to leave, it is etched into your Akash. And if you have a choice of where to go, you're going to look for another island. You understand islands. You understand the energy of an island. You understand fishing. You understand the way it all works. And even after a generation, it sticks in your Akash. And the ancestors, even of the Lemurians, would look for islands. For this is where their best work could be done. What you have on this place you sit are two kinds of history, current history, the discovery from the Portuguese, and ancient history. I'll call this history before history. For there was a lot here on this island. There were the ancient ones, dear one. And that's what I want to talk about. Who were they? Now, this brings up a subject that I have talked about before. Could this possibly have been that special island in the Atlantic Ocean called Atlantis? Well, that depends on how you define Atlantis. Stop for a moment, and let's ask a philosopher named Plato, where was Atlantis? And he will tell you, from all of the research, Atlantis is in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, and it sunk. Actually, he'll tell you that it didn't sink, that the water rose when the water started to flow in to the Mediterranean, making it a sea and covering a mountain, which was Atlantis. Now, you'll start to ask others based on their research, and they will tell you, no, it was somewhere else, or somewhere else. How many Atlantises could there be? Here's where I tell you again. Humanity is very singular and linear the way it thinks and has the logic of history. I have talked about the sinking island syndrome before. Lemurians over history found islands to live on. And those Lemurians developed very beautiful, sacred energy on each of those islands. And many of them sunk, just like their original one, because of mostly volcanic activity. Look at the Azores and what has happened here very recently. It's still active in certain areas, just like Hawaii, which was Lemuria, is still active. There is a hot spot underneath these islands, much like there is under Hawaii, that created Lemuria. The legend says that this group of nine islands was actually one area at one time. Now, this is not exactly the way it was, but close. It looked a lot different, and it's a combination of plate tectonics, look where you are, and also the hot spot that could push up through magma the land. This was once above water, where there were no nine islands. It was quite a large, large area. Add to that, dear ones, the sea level has not always been the way you see it now. For over thousands of years, it goes up and it goes down 100 meters at a time. I'm going to tell you something else in a moment to make you wonder. This was an Atlantis. Did you hear that article I used? An Atlantis. There were many. But this one, very close to the continent, very special. And so the legends are correct. But where they err is the fact that this was not the only one. Settled by Lemurians, very sacred teaching. It was never destroyed, as in the legend. But instead, what you feel here that created so many more legends was the beauty of the sacredness of the teaching of love. It's still here. That's what Atlantises all over carry, the residue of the beauty of the teaching of Lemuria as it spread all over this planet. This one is special. Yes, it was above water. Yes, it contained a marvelous energy. Those who want to live in this caldera don't want to leave. Ask them again, why don't you want to leave? And in their hearts, they will say, because this is the heart. This is where I want to be. They're feeling what I just told you. Now, here is another interesting thing. Have you heard about those who would give you history and say, when this was discovered, it was desert? Look around. What do you see? You see many shades of green, no desert. You see something growing on every surface, even if it's man-made. These are the subtropics, and there is water everywhere. So how could it be desert? Were they wrong? Let me introduce you once again to a concept you are experiencing right now, today, called climate change. We call it the water cycle. And what I'm telling you right now is that this planet has a cycle. And it breathes this cycle, this water cycle, and it uses temperature to do it. It renews the ocean. It renews the plants and the animals. This is how the Earth works, dear ones. But the humans on this planet are so fresh and new, you've never seen it. Not really. Not so that you could report it and you'll find it in books. You might have been here as ancients, but you can see it as recorded in the ice cores and in the tree rings. The Earth has a cycle. Once this island and group of islands were desert, and now they're not. What does that tell you? The planet changes. Temperature makes a difference. Water levels go up and down. And you are right now, as you sit here, approaching another climate change where it will become colder. This is not going to return to desert, not in your lifetime. But the planet is becoming colder. You are starting to experience a water cycle. And we have told you this before. But I bring this up because just look at the history here. It used to be desert. Something happened, didn't it? You're experiencing it yet again. Water where there was no water before, and where there was water, there won't be. That's climate change. Let me give you one final revelation. There is prophecy about this island. Now, if you have studied the prophecy of the Pope, you'll find something very interesting. You have to read between the metaphors to see that it is the same prophecy I have given you about this planet. The prophecy talks about three separate ages of humanity. And the first age is the age of law. And you see it as that which refers to that Old Testament because of that which you know in your religions and the scriptures that you have read and know of. The second age is the age of love. That would refer to the New Testament, the coming of the information from the Master of Love. It is far more gentle. Interesting, isn't it, that you've had your major wars in that second one? We have talked about your consciousness and how it moves and changes. But the prophecy from that Pope said there's a third one coming. Now, here's where it gets interesting. I want you to put yourself in the place of being a Catholic, perhaps being a Pope, in his wording, his understanding, what we call vernacular, meaning the meanings of the words and the perceptions that he has called the third portion of this prophecy the age of the Holy Ghost. It's celebrated here. Did you notice? There are festivals of the Holy Ghost. That's the prophecy. And why would it be celebrated here more than on the mainland or anywhere else on the planet? I told you why. Because this is the home of original truth. This is where part of the Lemurian contingent landed. That's why you feel that it might have been very special, even Atlantean. What does Holy Ghost mean? Well, even in that which is Catholicism, it has another word, Holy Spirit. What does Holy Spirit mean? Let's examine for a moment the three Godhead as taught by the Catholics. The Father, the Creator, the Son, that is the Master of Love, and the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. And that, my friends, is the compassion of the Creator. That's the compassion. You have the Holy Spirit come into you. That's the compassion, the healing. Not the Father, not the Son, but the compassion of God. And that is what the Pope was talking about. That's the festival. We have told you, you are in the age since 2012 of, ready? Compassion. It's the same prophecy we gave you years ago about this planet as given by a pope so long ago that would center here in this place. You're in the right place, dear ones, to feel these things. In a festival of the Holy Ghost, what do? They honor the ones who are the lowest in the hierarchy of humans, the children who haven't done anything yet. They give to the poor. That's compassion. I hope I just gave you some information based upon a legend, based upon mythology that has elements of pure truth to it. Again, you're in a great place. In these next days, I want you to feel this place. And not just look upon it. If it's obfuscated through fog to you, I'll tell you why. This is spirit, spirit. This is spirit. This is the compassion of this place saying to you, look beyond the fog. What do you see? You're going to see yourself on an island that is far more than just the view. This is a special place. It is a special place. The core truths of it being a special place are accurate. More than you know. Enjoy these days, dear ones, and understand that the prophecies are correct. And so it is.